I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Pharmaceutical giant Merck today announced it's pulling the blockbuster arthritis drug Vioxx from store shelves around the world. The company says its own studies now confirm earlier reports that Vioxx could pose health risks to patients taking the drug. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Noah.
Tell us about Vioxx. How long has it been on the market, and what kind of harm are we talking about here for people who are taking it?
Well, the drug came on the market in 1999. It's one of several prescription anti-inflammatory drugs that are used for arthritis. You may have seen the commercials with Dorothy Hamill. Some 91 million prescriptions have been written for Vioxx in the last 5 years, and that's just in this country. And basically, Merck is now confirming what previous studies have already shown, including one conducted by the Federal Food and Drug Administration, which is that it raises the risk of heart attack or stroke in the people who take it. They were actually doing a study to see if this drug helped colon cancer, and while they were doing that, they discovered this problem.
They had previous studies. We mentioned that. Why didn't Merck pull this drug sooner?
That's what a lot of its critics are asking, and the FDA is coming under some fire as well for not pressuring the company to take this off the market. I spoke with Dr. Sidney Wolfe, the director of Public Citizens Health Research Group, and he had some pretty harsh words for Merck.
Vioxx was one of a family of drugs that were hailed as super aspirins, and these drugs are really turning into super disasters. Vioxx is not the only drug in this family that has problems, but the one that there was the earliest and clearest evidence of danger was Vioxx.
And he mentioned that there were other drugs in this family of anti-inflammatories. Celebrex is another from Pfizer, although the FDA study actually compared Celebrex and Vioxx and found that the risk of heart attack and stroke was actually 50% greater in Vioxx.
When you compare this, the scale of this recall to other drugs that have had to have been pulled off the market, how does it compare? How big is it?
It's very big. This product is marketed in 80 countries, and Merck sold $2.5 billion worth of it last year. In terms of other big drug recalls, the last big one was probably Baycol, a cholesterol drug from Bayer that was pulled from the market in 2001 after dozens of patient deaths. And before that, of course, Fen-Phen, the diet drug that was also linked to numerous deaths.
And if you're taking Vioxx now, what do you do?
Well, the company is advising anyone who's currently on the drug to contact their doctors to talk about not taking it anymore. Of course, it's not going to be available anymore, so it kind of takes care of that. And Noah, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're profiling some kids in India who started a bank after having their money stolen on the streets too many times.
Tess Viglin, a Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and about business. Marketplace, produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Noah.